Greetings, and welcome to Research on Religion, a weekly podcast series devoted to the social scientific study of religion. I'm Anthony Gill, your host, professor of political science at the University of Washington, and distinguished senior fellow at Baylor University's Institute for Studies of Religion, the gracious sponsor of our podcast. We encourage you to visit our website at www.researchonreligion.org to post comments, ask questions, access additional material related to today's program, and to find out what is happening at the Institute. All right, let's begin.
As promised in our last few podcast interviews, we have a big announcement this week. After 8 years of service to the academic community and general public, we here at Research on Religion are turning off our microphone and moving on to other pastures. That's right, last week was our last unique interview that will air on this weekly show. But fear ye not, for the next 12 weeks we will be featuring my favorite podcast episodes counting down from number 12 to number 1. And over at our website, instead of the usual summary of the discussion, I plan to write a brief paragraph why I chose the episode that I did for inclusion into the top 12. So please visit www.researchonreligion.org for some additional insights into each episode that did not make it onto the recording. The reasons for ending this podcast at this time are numerous. I've done this show without any financial compensation for the past 8 years, and I do consider it to be a labor of love. The production of each episode is not onerous, but it is time-consuming, taking between 5 to 7 hours to prepare, record, and upload each interview. This does not always include the reading that goes into my research for the topics that I choose, which I consider to be part of my regular academic duties. My personal academic interests are starting to drift into new territories, and I have developed a number of exciting new scholarly projects that I hope to be writing up in the coming years. Freeing up the additional 6 or so hours per week will help me move these projects along. And one of the unforgiving realities in academia is that we are a publish or perish business. And while I consider providing access to scholarly ideas via this podcast to be a valuable service, it simply is not recognized when it comes to all those determining factors for merit review us faculty go through each year. To add to these professional motivations, there are also some personal health and family reasons that have convinced me to take back the time that I used for the production of these shows. Beyond those two concerns, I have also been trying to get this program on a broader platform, such as Pathos or Stitcher, in order to reach a wider audience over the years. For reasons beyond my understanding and control, this never was able to happen. Nor have I had the marketing budget to get this show out into the open, so most of what we did has run via word of mouth. And that can only take you so far. So combine our limited audience with the time that it takes to produce these shows, the numerous projects that are piling up on my desk, the small impact that it has on my merit evaluations, and personal concerns. Well, it was just time to hang up the headphones and move on. I have no regrets regarding any of this, as it has been an incredibly rewarding experience, and I truly appreciate Baylor University's Institute for the Studies of Religion for supporting this show over the years. Byron Johnson and Rod Stark believed in this program from its initial inception and were instrumental in making it happen by providing the funding to buy the equipment needed and help with the website hosting. Francis Malone and Neil Luft were also very helpful in moving the program along through the years with their staff support and technological expertise. The one aspect of the show that I have enjoyed the most has been the ability to talk to scholars and everyday practitioners of religion who rarely ever get a chance to be heard. Indeed, the underlying mantra of this show was to feature young scholars, academics from smaller schools, and folks who do religion on an everyday basis but don't get noticed. On occasion, we have interviewed some of the quote-unquote big names in the field, in part to help us gain some attention and draw an audience. But I have always enjoyed most talking to people who many folks might otherwise overlook because they are just starting out their career, maybe at a less recognized school, or do things that don't draw a great deal of media attention. I've talked to a street preacher, Jeff Rose, and a prison ministry volunteer, Jeff Hennig, who do stuff that are just absolutely amazing, but often go unrecognized. We've talked to missionaries such as Allison Pond, who willingly put up with doors being slammed in her face. Why would somebody do that? Well, we found out when we talked to them. Graduate students and assistant professors who have new ideas that might just shake up the way we study the religious landscape have also been a great joy to talk with. Folks like Matthew Isaacs, who saw parallels between Ireland and Sri Lanka, and Sarah Bond, who looked at funeral services around the 3rd century of Christianity and noticed some interesting changes taking place, changes that still inform how we understand our world today. I have also enjoyed the passion and enthusiasm of scholars who have the courage to look at topics others often stray away from. Colleen Haight, an economist who studied the Oracle of Delphi and Jewish peddlers in the American West, is a case in point here. Topics that may seem marginal or irrelevant, especially in one's own field, often hold big insights into human behavior that we overlook. To that end, I've especially enjoyed some of my more offbeat interviews that were wrapped up in our Halloween series. The studies of UFOs, zombies, and other monsters may seem silly, but they tell us a great deal about who we are as humans and what we are looking for in the universe. It's been a great ride. I really enjoyed it. And over the next 3 months, I will feature the interviews that most stood out in my mind as being the best of the best. Now, boiling everything down to 12 interviews was not an easy task, as I can honestly say that I've enjoyed and learned from probably 95% of all my discussions. There were a handful that were not that good, but a 950 batting average, that's something I can live with. In order to determine my top 12, I listed my most memorable episodes on scratch paper over the course of the past 2 months, hid those pieces of scratch paper, tried to do it again, and then came up with a new list. Eventually, a consistent dozen emerged, with each one making the list for slightly different reasons. Some for the brilliant insights that the guest offered, and others for the passion that the guest conveyed for their topic. As noted earlier, I will have a brief write-up regarding my perceptions of each show and why it made the list. I will also highlight a number of honorable mentions that fall into the same category of the ones I chose to air, so please do visit the website. Following the last of the top 12 to air sometime in early September, I have asked Baylor to keep our website up for at least another 9 months so that folks who use these podcasts for classes and or for their own merit reviews at their respective institutions, to give them the opportunity to dig into the archives. Y'all should feel welcome to do that too. We have about 372 episodes for you to listen to. And perhaps, someday, maybe somebody will build a permanent archive for them so all these great ideas don't disappear. There have been a few guests who may or may not have been on my final list of the awesome dozen that I do want to mention here. These are folks that I really enjoyed coming back to and just found them to be so inspiring. These folks, in no particular order, include Steve Pfaff, Carrie Casel, Jim Papandrea, Ron Hassner, Ani Sarkissian, James Felak, Colleen Haight, Jeremy Lott, Jared Rubin, Bradley Wright, Matt Boswell, and Rod Stark. Rod Stark, the last one who I mentioned here, has probably been my most favorite author over the years and a great academic inspiration. I also want to thank my listening audience. Most folks tend to subscribe to the show via iTunes or found the show on other aggregators, so it really is hard to know who you all are. I do know that this podcast has been used in classrooms, with Michael McBride and Carolyn Warner being advocates of that use, and I thank them very much for doing that. Doug has been a big fan and someone who's always providing great feedback on Twitter, and I really like that. Thank you, Doug. It is somewhat funny and almost ironic that within 2 days of my decision to end this show, I received 8 emails and instant messages from folks telling me how much they love the show and were suggesting different guests. If only you had done that 3 months earlier. Oh well, it is what it is. Over the past few years, I have made it a habit to ask my guest one final question. What have they learned over the course of their studies or job that has most surprised them? Now I turn the tables and ask that of myself. For me, it has been the fact that you can find the most interesting things about human behavior by often looking in the places that people least expect. A recent discussion with Sachar Pinsker regarding how Jews use coffee houses to bolster their culture is a classic case in point. Who would ever think that the everyday pulse of a coffee shop would be so important to a people? And yet it was, and we can thank Professor Pinsker for pointing that out. I also solidified my growing belief that religious freedom, extended to all people of all faiths, including atheists, is an absolutely critical issue and one that must be defended. People can often be cruel, but more often than not, and when left to their own devices to use their God-given skills the best they see fit, people surprise you with goodness and joy that should be celebrated. Keep that light of liberty burning intensely, folks. It has been a great deal of work, often unrecognized, but it has been fun. Perhaps somebody else will take up the mantle at some point, and if they do, I hope they remember to emphasize the voices not heard. And until we meet again, thank you, all of those who have listened, for being on Research on Religion.
Thank you for listening to Research on Religion. To learn more about today's topic, participate in a discussion about what you've heard, or browse other podcasts, please visit our website at www.researchonreligion.org. And if you like what we're doing, please tell a friend. We'd appreciate the company. See you next week.